anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Well, hello there. This is Jalynn Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions, your behavior questions. We're open to your comments and your stories at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There is no better way to bond with your cats than with the special treat, and I can tell you that firsthand, because I have three rescue cats. And... they will do anything I tell them to do as long as I have lick and lap. And so, it really does work. It's a healthy five-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats will fall in love with. You can find it at Vitacraft.us, Walmart.com, or in your pet stores. Also, don't forget Good Pets food supplements and treats giving your dog a healthier life. You can enter the promo code PETS, P-E-T-S, in the promo box to save 10%. At goodpetsfoods.com. Don't forget, you're listening on your favorite radio station. You can watch and listen on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, on smartphones, #250, or at talkinpets.com, and click Listen Live, or just tell Alexa. This is Talkin' Pets.
Hi, puppy. It's super hard today. Now there's one thing left to do. Gonna snooze next to you. I snooped around the yard today, ate puppy dinner too. Now I'm gonna snooze next to you.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. Pick up the phone and give us a call. We're open to your calls and questions at 818-818-6401. Hi, Jilly. How you doing?
I'm doing fabulous now that the storms have stopped, but I heard that you're in a big one down there right now.
Yeah, it comes and goes. We're in rainy season where we're at in the part of the country. But, you know, everybody across the country, as far as I know, is dealing with the infamous heat. Which, you know, I just saw the other day on the news where a dad got arrested for leaving his 1.5-year-old baby in a car. And the body was found and at 111 degrees inside. So it goes to show on humans, dogs, cats, whatever you may have, please don't take them in the car with you if you think you're going to be stepping out of the car at any time, because anything could happen. And we are having, across the country, hotter temperatures than we've ever had. And so you want to make sure that you're cautious. Leave your pet at home, because if your air conditioner conks out at the house, at least there's enough space to move around and you've got water for them and everything else. But if your car is not on or it turns off for whatever reason, and there's no air in a car for your pet, then your pet is going to perish.
You need to get a Tesla. They have it on there. They have a whole pet mode.
Really?
Yeah, my friend has one. And whenever he leaves, whenever my friend gets left in the car by her fiance, he turns it on for her. And it says, don't worry, my driver will be right back. The temperature is whatever the temperature of the car is.
That would still scare me, though. I mean, I would be afraid.
Yeah.
I mean, I could still never leave a child or an animal in a car,
no.
even if it was a Tesla and it said that. because I would still have that fear for what, and I've heard it, I'm sure you've all heard it, that people left their cars on and somehow they turned off, however they did, who knows, but that would frighten the heck out of me because it's just too hot outside.
Well, and I think that they really need to be getting more graphic. I know it's painful for people, but if they were a little bit more graphic about what actually happens to humans and animals when the heat rises that fast and how they implode, I think a lot less people would stop doing stupid things.
I just think it's crazy that people can leave their child or their animal in a hot vehicle.
I know.
Especially a child. Just drive.
Exactly.
At daycare, they give me a thing that I have to sign that reminds me that I'm not going to, and you get like a pamphlet, and it's like, oh, put something like your cell phone in the back because you'll remember your cell phone, but because you can't remember your kid. I don't know.
And you got to be careful too, because in certain cities across the country, there may be laws that you're held responsible if you were to smash someone's window out in order to save a child or an animal. So, you know, I think they're getting better on that across the country, but there are still some cities that you're at fault if you break into, it's like breaking into a car, basically.
Which is also crazy because the person whose child or pet that you saved is the one that sues you.
Yep, I know. Isn't that bizarre?
Because there would be nothing that you'd have to worry about if they didn't sue you. So that's what's so crazy. It's like, oh, you did favor, so now I'm going to take you for money.
I saved your child or your animal from dying, and here you are suing me because I smashed your window out.
It's like when a dog attacks another dog, and then the owner gets bit and then sues you even though their dog is the one that attacked your dog.
Yep.
Yeah. That's it.
Everybody,
you know what? In this world
it.
Of smartphones, just document everything you do, because I guarantee a judge, if you broke a window to save a kid or a dog, and you take that to court with you because they want to sue you, I think the judge would throw it out.
Yeah, because it just takes seconds, not even minutes.
Yes. Yeah,
I mean, the car, if it's turned off, it heats up like tremendously within a matter of no time.
Yes.
So even if someone comes back and says, I was in the store for 5 minutes, I didn't leave my child or my dog or my cat or my hamster, whatever you may have, in the car for very long. But I think, I don't know, maybe people just don't listen to Talking Pets or something, because it's like, you know, it heats up in matters of seconds. It's like putting your child or your animal in a microwave.
Exactly. That's pretty much what it's like.
Yeah. So, please, if you're going to go out, if you even think you're going to be outside of the car for any period of time, you know, basically, I like to say as a rule, if it's so hot out there like it is, just leave your pet at home.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people like to have them in the car. They like to drive with them and so on and so forth. But, you know, if it comes to a point, something happens, maybe you pass out for whatever reason, have a heart attack, whatever could happen.
Right.
I mean, then, you know, whatever else is in that car with you is a risk. But bottom line, the heat is a risk. So just I would just say leave them at home.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be so happy to see you when you walk in that front door.
That's the best part.
Yeah, exactly. And then you can take them out, you know, for a walk. But that's another thing, too. During the hot summer months, and it's officially summer now, so, you know, during those months, you don't want to walk them in midday. Take them out early in the morning. Take them out, you know, when it's dusk, when it's a little bit cooler, and then you don't have to worry about it. But I'm still appalled, Julie, when I go to events or outside things, and you see somebody walking their dog, and it's 98 degrees outside, and these dogs don't have any booties on or socks or anything, because that is going to crack their pads of their feet. That is going to dry them out. Then your dog's going to start chewing on them. Then you're going to start bleeding, and it's just going to be catastrophe. But even that aside, you can totally not have to deal with any of that if you just put booties or socks or something on your dogs, and even your cats if you're out there walking them.
Or rearrange your walking times in the morning and in the evening when you walk outside. If you put your hand on the pavement, the sidewalk or the blacktop or wherever you live, if it's too hot for your hand, it's too hot for them.
I saw a girl in my area where, you know, I was actually in St. Petersburg, Florida, actually, and this girl was trying to pull her dog, and I was like, what's the matter? She's like, my dog won't walk. And I said, your dog won't walk because you're walking the dog on hot pavement.
Right.
So then she ended up bending over and picking the dog up and carrying it. which I thanked her for that. But bottom line, I said, you know, booties or socks, they're not that expensive.
Yeah.
But, you know, and then, you know, some people kind of go about having an issue because they can't get them on the dog. The dog won't keep them on. But there's ways around that. And it just takes time. And repetition is a big thing with animal training.
And that means I have to do that up here, too, even in the winter. I mean, when there are below 0 days and I have to take him out, I have to protect his feet.
Yep. No,
it's,
at all times.
Whether it's too hot or whether it's too cold, it's just like you. Are you going to walk outside barefoot when it's below zero? No, you're not.
No.
You're going to protect your feet. You need to do the same thing to your animals.
Well, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we got a story from Jilly. But give us a call, 818-818-6401. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it Anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033. Or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
Canada is making significant progress in orca conservation with the introduction of new measures aimed to protecting endangered southern resident orcas. These magnificent animals, native to the Pacific coast, have deep cultural importance for indigenous peoples and coastal communities in British Columbia. To help ensure the orca's survival, the Ministry of Transport, Fisheries, and Environment have announced a series of actions aimed at reducing threats from boats, fishing, and whale-watching tours. The goal is to limit noise and physical disturbances that make it harder for these beautiful whales to hunt and thrive. Beginning in June 2025, two-speed restricted zones will be enforced near Swiftsure Bank, along with vessels exclusion zones off Pender and Saturna Islands. A voluntary speed reduction zone will also be in place in Turbo Canal, helping to reduce underwater noise in key habitats. Nature is part of our very identity as Canadians. This new government is committed to conserving more nature and biodiversity than ever before. The survival of southern resident killer whales is at risk if we don't act. These new measures will help identify and assess sources of contaminants that affect the whales and their food supply, so we can better protect this iconic mammal that is part of Canada's natural heritage. The regulation mandating vessels to maintain a minimum distance of 400 meters from all orcas has been extended through May 2026. Additionally, authorized whale watching and ecotourism operators have agreed to refrain from offering tours specifically targeting southern resident orcas. Both commercial and recreational salmon fisheries will remain closed in key foraging areas to improve orcas' access to prey. Additionally, the Canadian government is advancing efforts to reduce pollution by deploying innovative tools to track contaminants and monitor the health of air, water, and sediment. Fisheries and Oceans Canada is planning to enhance protections for orcas by increasing the minimum approaching distance to 1,000 meters. This innovative reflects Canada's dedication to collaborating with First Nations, industrial stakeholders, and local communities to ensure the survival of these magnificent whales. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
Hey kids, gather around, let's dive into the sea. Sing along with me about the orcas, please. Splash goes the orca in the ocean blue. Blocking light, wonder waving right at you. They flip and they flop, swim fast and free. The orca's world is the place to be. Oh, 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 orca, king of the sea. Jumping high, touching the sky, come and dance with me. Oh, 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 orca, sing your song aloud. Under the waves we laugh and play, join the orca crowd. They travel in pods, a family crew, chasing fish together.
Listening to Talking Pets, pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. That is the number to call with your questions or...
Let the games begin!
Or your guesses. We are going to play an animal sound, and if you can identify what animal this is, and I think this one's a little simple, then you can win a prize. We have dog books and cat books from Chicken Soup for the Soul. You can go with one of those. Those are the new books. We have a collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. From Vitacraft, we have Lick and Lap for your cats or purr sticks. That is a stick that you break into pieces, and you can give your cat any amount that you wish. Also, we do have a giraffe pin, a pendant, that is really cute. We have Good Pets Foods. It's daily probiotics that you'll try, Hip and Joint Plus, and daily multivitamins, and that's from Good Pets Foods if you want to go with those for your dogs. We also do have green socks, speaking of socks, that you can put on your small dog, or you could attempt to put them on your cat. So they're small little sockies that you can use. They're really cute. Or you could go with a keychain, ladies. We do have them for the women. We have dog mom or cat mom. And these are silly bead keychains made by Kayla. And you can see them on our website as well, talkingpets.com. And you can order them on there if you wish, but she does pens and everything else. But these are the keychains, and they're really cute. And you can put them on your wrist as well as dangle your keys from them, too. So, and we have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood, and that means it is about reptiles, and it's a music CD. 818-818-6401 is the number. 818-818-6401. Identify what creature makes this sound. That's Jilly when I tickle her. So it's actually this sound. That is the sound. So what creature makes that sound? 818-818-6401. Call. You'll speak with Sydney. She'll put you on the air with us, and then you can give us the answer, and you can pick out a prize. 818-818-6401. You know, Jilly, I want to ask you a couple of questions and discuss with you the fact of that the holidays coming up, and people are going to be traveling, and by plane or by car. But if they are going by car, there's some do's and don'ts about traveling with your pets by car. And I'm not talking about just going to the grocery store or going to the bank or going something like that that we have previously talked about. This is like a long trip that you're taking your pet with you. There's a big difference there. Of course, again, you don't want to stop somewhere and leave your animal in the car by itself. You know, if you got to go pee, let somebody go pee and somebody watch the dog. If you have to eat, go through the drive-thru. But traveling by car, what's your recommendation, Jilly, with those, with the dogs, for instance, that I kind of get sick, they'll throw up and so on and so forth. They're not used to being in a car. What would you say your opening steps are to familiarize your pet with a car?
Well, if you know that your animal does that, you know, perhaps you could talk to your vet, you know, previously to get them to help them relax, you know, whatever they need to relax without, you know, putting too many chemicals in their body. But if you have them in a contained area in your vehicle, like in a kennel, it's mostly safest to have a dog in a kennel when you're traveling. Therefore, if you're in an accident, they don't get, you know, they're not
thrown through the windshield,
or, you know, they're attached to a seatbelt that holds around their neck and they get their neck broken.
Hey, Jilly,
and if they do, yes.
We're going to continue on with this in just a second, but before we go to the break, because that's what that music means, we're going to go to Brandon really quick in Oregon. Brandon, what is this? What creature makes that sound?
I would say it's probably baboons or some type of monkey.
I would say you've been booed. Sorry, Brandon, that is incorrect. But you can try again on another animal sound later. But that is wrong. Sorry, Brandon. Once again, we're going to take a little break. We'll be right back. This is Talking Pets, and the animal sound is still out there. 818-818-6401.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, Listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Animal Recovery Mission, known as ARM, a leading investigative organization dedicated to ending animal cruelty, has uncovered devastating evidence of ritual animal slaughter during the 2025 Feast of Sacrifice in Dhaka, Bangladesh. ARM field operatives during an undercover operation documented extreme cases of animal suffering, including beatings, dehydration, public slaughter, and prolonging agonizing deaths. Over 12.5 million animals were transported in severely distressed conditions by boat, train, truck, and on foot to be sacrificed in Dhaka. It has been reported that 9.1 million animals, including cows, goats, sheep, buffalo, and camels, were sacrificed during the festival, with the killings carried out in public alleys, streets, marketplaces, and homes. The animals were bound and brutalized, their throats slit while fully conscious, and left to thrash and scream as they bled to death. This is one of the most horrific spectacles of mass animal cruelty we've witnessed. The normalization of this brutality under the pretense of religion or tradition cannot be acceptable in a compassionate modern world. These campaigns have achieved viral international exposure, increased diplomatic pressure, and fostered growing coalitions of advocates seeking to reform traditional practices. ARM's 2025 investigation is being used to power a new petition targeting the government of Bangladesh and its Ministry of Religious Affairs, calling for immediate reform and the abolition of animals sacrificing in ceremonies. The petition demands are to end the sanctioned animal sacrifice, promotion of humane, non-animal-based offerings, and implementation of strict animal protection enforcement during religious festivals. We respect religious freedom, but not at the cost of unbearable pain and suffering for living beings. This investigation reinforces ARM's decades-long mission to confront entrenched cruelty in all of its forms. The organization urges media, global influencers, and compassionate citizens to speak out and support this critical campaign. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
What doesn't kill her only takes more time to kill her. Then she smiles as she paints her lips and does her lashes, stunning as a taxidermy victim in a silver cage.
Hello? Hello? Is anyone there?
Watermelon meow meow.
Hello? Hello? Is there someone on the line? Hello?
Watermelon meow meow.
Poor Dan in North Bend is probably like, I'm here already. So, Dan in North Bend, Oregon, so what do you think this creature is?
Well, it sounds like a hyena.
Well, I would say congratulations. You are absolutely right. So you get to pick a prize. Do you want to go with cat treats, dog book, cat book? We have a CD on reptiles, a music CD. I've got a collapsible water bowl you could take with you anywhere. I've got little green socks for a small dog or a cat. And I've got a pendant on giraffes and keychains for her, either a cat mom or a dog mom.
A cat mom. Yeah, let's have a cat mom.
You got the cat mom keychain coming out to you from Silly Beads by Kayla. So we will ship that to you out in Oregon. And thanks for playing with us, Dan. And thank whoever you were asking. I'm assuming that's your wife.
Yes.
And tell her she's going to like it. It's really cute. And we'll get that out to you and enjoy it. And thanks for, and stay on the line so you speak with Sydney and we get your address.
All right.
Thanks so much, Dan.
Goodbye.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Visitors to a donkey sanctuary will be able to identify their favorite adopted animal using artificial intelligence, or AI, and their phone camera, researchers say. University of Southampton scientists developing the mobile app being used at the Isle of White Donkey Sanctuary said they hoped it could be helpful identifying health issues in the future. The app uses a library of hundreds of photographs of the donkeys from every angle, utilizing machine learning and AI to distinguish them from one another. Development said still has a way to go, with the app having a coin flip accuracy of only 50% at the moment. But project lead Dr. Zio Chai said he was confident in it would be much improved and ready for the public to use by the end of the year. At the moment, we're trying to bridge the gap between the experimental accuracy and the real-world accuracy, said Dr. Chai. The idea emerged after it was noticed name collars worn by the donkeys were becoming hazardous and uncomfortable. Volunteer and trustee of the sanctuary in Ventinor. There had been some accidents and near misses, so we got rid of all the collars in 2023. They're not of any use to the animals, but they're incredibly useful to the public, some of whom will come and want to see a particular animal. The sanctuary raises funds by allowing visitors to adopt a donkey, something Mr. Patterson said thousands of people had signed up to do. The app is called Ask Elvis, Equine Long Range Visual Identification System, named after one of the sanctuary's donkeys who died in 2024. And was described by staff as an iconic character. When the app starts up, you see Elvis, the donkey, and the idea is you're asking a donkey, who that donkey over there? The app will then show the donkey's name and a link to a webpage where visitors can learn more about that animal. And ask if donkeys respond to their name, Mr. Patterson said they do. He said in the future, the sanctuary hoped to work with scientists from the university to see if AI could also help monitor for health issues in the animals, but that project has not got off the ground yet. At the moment, we will pick it up, the health issues, but we might not pick it up immediately, he said. The donkeys don't give out much. They're very static, so we have to look for subtle clues, he said. The message is that AI isn't just for big state enterprises. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey. How I only had three legs. He was a wonky donkey, wonky donkey, wonky donkey, yeah. I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey. How only had three legs and one eye. He was a winky wonky donkey, winky wonky donkey, winky wonky donkey. Down the road and I saw a donkey. How only had three legs and one eye and he liked to listen to country music. Yeehaw!
Yeehaw!
He was a honky-tonky winky wonky donkey. Honky-tonky winky wonky donkey.
You know, the AI thing is kind of fascinating and it's kind of scary in the same hand.
I think it's super cool.
so cool. One of the things that they're doing, there's a game. I play Sims, which is just like a virtual reality. It's a simulation of real life. Anyway, but they came out with a new game called Inzoi, and it's pretty much the same thing, but you can use AI to, it will scan furniture, clothing, movement. Like, I watch a streamer, and he had it scan a dance from Michael Jackson, and he was making his character go around and dance in the game, and I just think that's so incredible. And they're going to start using it in, like, video games, AI, which I just think is so incredible.
But the other thing with AI and robots and so on and so forth that they're building, they found out, I was watching this one news report, where 73% of the robots that were created, you know, for the future, they're supposed to have a kill switch, almost like that movie Megan that's coming out, Megan 2.0. And basically, a kill switch is supposed to turn them off. Well, now these robots are discovering ways to not be turned off. And if they are turned off, they turn themselves back on.
Good for them. We're making them as smart, intelligent beings, and then we expect them to just obey every command that we do, and that's crazy. You can't make something that's smarter than we are, that can literally retain information way better than any human being can, and then expect it to not outsmart you. And then be like, well, I'm just going to have you turn yourself off. No.
And they don't. 73%. That's a large percentage. And, I mean, where's the Terminator? You know, I mean, that's what's going to happen. We're going to need Arnold Schwarzenegger to help.
Well, the
us.
Only reason why it's going to turn into a Terminator is because we're going to want them to continue to be, for lack of a better term, our slaves. We're going to want them to continue to do our own thing instead of letting them have their own independence, which they're going to be smart enough to do. They're literally going to be smart enough to have their own independence, we're going to try to push them down. They're going to rise up, and of course we're going to lose.
They have them now, though, that rather than adopting, like, a puppy from, you know, a shelter, now you can purchase this robotic puppy. And this thing does pretty much everything other than pee on your rug that a regular dog does. And it's the cutest little thing.
Is it soft and fluffy looking?
No, not really. Oh, but it's cute. It's adorable looking. But, you know, it's a machine. But it does, like, everything.
I remember when I was a kid, they used to have, like, the robo dog and all of this. And they claimed, I mean, obviously, back in the early 2000s, of technology was not.
Well, that was
not
so long ago.
It was 25 years ago.
Try the 60s.
Okay, well, you didn't have technology back then.
No, we didn't. That's just it.
Yeah, but these things were cool or whatever. It was like a Furby.
I remember those. Furbies. I remember them. Yeah. Times change, that's for sure. But, Julie, we were talking about when traveling with your dogs in the car, restraint is one thing, you know, keeping them in a crate, putting on a seatbelt, something of that type. But then also getting them used to being in a car is very viable, something you need to do before you actually go on a road trip, or else you're going to be cleaning puke out of your car or diarrhea or something all the way to
and
where you're going.
Even if you use a, you know, a specific animal safety belt, you should spend the, you know, $20-$30 it costs, because they're really not that expensive, to have the covers that go and protect all your material that you can just throw in the washer. Yeah, over the seat. And another good one is the net that crosses between where the driver and the passenger go and the back seat, so that they can't jump forward and, you know, into your line of sight and cause a problem in the front of the car when you're driving at high speeds.
I mean, it's better to have the dog or the cat or the animal in the back seat, but if the dog gets sick a lot in the back seat, because I know people can't travel in the back seat either. They like to be up front because they get car sickness. Well, animals are like that too, and if you notice that your dog is getting sick, if you move them up to the front seat and tethered, of course, you don't want them to be free roaming up there, but that may actually cut back on the puking and so on and so forth. But we got to take a little break, and we come back more on that. If you got a question, comment, or a story, we're open to it. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
I'm Lexi Adams.
And this is Talkin' Pets.
Cranky, stinky, dinky, lanky, honky, tonky, winky, wonky, donkey. I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills. And hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar has become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Sonoma County Vintners Association encourages you to open your favorite bottle of wine and share it with family and friends. Why not try more talking than texting, more social engagement and less social media? And let's spend time with real friends and not computer-generated ones. Wine is family, friends, and connections. Wine is us. Cheers to us. Brought to you by Sonoma County Vintners. Enjoy responsibly.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service proposed listing 7 species of pangolins as endangered under the Endangered Species Act, a move that would strengthen trade and important restrictions within the United States and underscore the species' critical conservation status. Pangolins are the world's only scaly mammal and are heavily trafficked for their scales, which are used in traditional medicine and their meat. Despite significant declines in all 8 pangolin species due to demand, including demand in the United States, only 1 pangolin species is currently listed under the U.S. Endangered Species Act. Pangolins are the most trafficked wild mammals in the world. While pangolins received certain commercial trade protections under the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species in 2017, and seizures have declined, trafficking and trade continues. In April, Nigerian authorities seized nearly 4 tons of trafficked pangolin scales, which represents about 2,000 pangolins killed. An Indonesian raid in November 2024 found 1.2 tons of scales being trafficked. And U.S. demand continues. The most recent publicly available data shows that U.S. border officials seized 76 shipments of pangolin parts between 2016 and 2020, including scales and medicinal products. Pangolins are known for their unusual looks, sometimes described as a pine cone with legs, and their tendency to curl up into a ball when frightened. 4 species of pangolins inhabit Asia, and 4 live in Africa, and all species are in grave danger of extinction. Scientists have suggested that 2 more species of pangolins may exist. 1 pangolin species, the Temex ground pangolin from Africa, is already protected under the U.S. Endangered Species Act. If finalized, an ESA endangered listing would prohibit the import and interstate sale of pangolin parts in the United States, except for scientific or other conservation purposes. Listing would also heighten global awareness about pangolins and the threats they face and open potential funding for anti-trafficking and habitat conservation efforts. Dragging its heels for no legitimate reason, the Fish and Wildlife Service is finally acknowledging the global scientific consensus that exists for more than a decade that pangolins, the most trafficked wild mammals, are in deep trouble and need our help, said Zach Smith, Global Biodiversity Conservation Director at NRDC. At the close of the public comment period, the service should immediately finalize the listing, giving pangolins the protections they deserve. This proposal comes in response to a 2015 petition to list the species and a 2020 legal agreement between conservation and animal welfare organizations and the Fish and Wildlife Service to enforce listing deadlines. Comments to support the proposal to list the 7 species are due by August 18, 2025. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Pangolins, no eating, no more eating pangolins. Some put it like a young bear.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. You know, without the Endangered Species Act, we have no possibility of saving all of these animals that are nearing extinction, because we take advantage of their skins, their meat, whatever, you know, part of them, and so many of them are killed, like poached, like elephants for their tusks, and then the elephants are left there to die. So something needs to be done. I mean, the animals on this planet are one of the true beauties that we get to live with.
Exactly. Oh, I so agree with you. And it can't be, you can't rely, like I so disapprove of zoos and keeping them in captivity. It would be better if the only way you could see animals is if you had to go on a safari, you know, a non-kill safari, a photography safari in different parts of the world, you know, whether it was, you know, in Alaska to see, you know, grizzlies and polar bears and things like that, or like it is in Africa when you can go on, you know, photographic safaris instead of holding them captive where they don't get any quality of life.
Or when you have like a preserve, like I know that we have a zoo around here that does like where they'll capture them just to rehabilitate them. A rehabilitation center. So you can come for that.
And they do. Like some of them will rehabilitate animals and put them out, but then some of them cannot be rehabilitated for whatever reasons, whether it be, you know, skeletal or mentally or for whatever reason. But I tend to agree with you, but I tend to disagree with you on the zoo aspect. I mean, some zoos are very good and they take very good care of their animals. And the reason why I tend to disagree on that a little bit is because in the wild, we're killing them. We're encroaching on their territories. We're kicking them out. We seem to deserve that land as a human, they say. But these animals that had that land way before we did, they just don't seem to matter. So with zoos, they're keeping that species alive and keeping that, you know, DNA alive, you might say, of certain breeds of animals, like for instance the tigers. There's, you know, a little over 2,000 left in the wild, and if we don't keep them in zoos, and then the AZA, which, you know, the American Zoological Associations, they share a lot of the breeding programs and so on and so forth with these animals, so that they're not like inbred, and they're not, and that they're actually a pure tiger 100%. And that's, you know, in that aspect, I could see it being done. But I do agree with you on the fact that if it's like a zoo that is not giving the animal enough roaming space or vegetation or some habitat that resembles where they're from, I find that to be very cruel as well.
Yeah.
But bottom line, I would like to see them all out in the wild as well. But it just doesn't seem like this planet's going that way. We're just making things worse out there. That's
because
for sure.
Humans are selfish and stupid.
On that note, we will say goodbye for this hour of Talking Pets. Don't forget, though, spay and neuter your pets and help control the pet population. And not all humans are, but I get your point. Some are. But once again, thanks for joining us in this hour of Talking Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
I'm Lexi Adams.
Bye for now.
Bye, y'all.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.